love. That's a big challenge to China.
Soft power. Online from the 17th of May at bbcworldservice.com.
Hello, I'm Ros Atkins from World Have Your Say. We're on air for 1 hour, but our discussions about the news never stop.
Around a heart that's filled with hate, when you could choose else. got him, you just gotta find him. Now dig deep, set free all of the love inside you. Give it a try, I think that you would be surprised. Try, I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go. Give it a try, I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go. Try, I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go. Try, I think that you would be surprised at how far a little love might go.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. I'm Jason, your host.
And I'm your other host, Mark Farabee.
Yes. Another Friday's rolled around, and we're here to play some more music for you guys. So roll your bones out of bed, Vancouver, and get this beautiful day started.
Yes, we don't have a musical guest this week, but boy, oh boy, have we got a lot of music that will probably play
from the CD and the computer. Oh. As live as it gets without live music.
Yes.
All right, so we just heard a couple of tracks from some musicians out in the Ontario area. First track we heard was from a beautiful, talented woman named Courtney Dubois. And the second track was by Brett Caswell and the Marquis Rose, who will be releasing a CD, their new CD release party this weekend in Barrie at the Fox Lounge. On this evening, they'll be playing with Sandman Viper, and tomorrow they'll be playing with Matt Paxton and Grand Fur. So if you are in Barrie, Ontario, or Toronto, and you're listening to this right now, on the interweb, or you're checking out the podcast, make sure you check out the CD release party for Brett Caswell and Marquis Rose. And if you're listening to this on podcast, you could have got it off of airmusic.ca or the CITR website, where you can always check out the Friday Sunrise podcast.
It's very true. Also, I just picked up a brochure that was sitting right beside me. The 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival, May 6th to 9th, 2010, at the Rickshaw Theater. That might be interesting.
Yeah, that might fill the Rickshaw. That's a huge venue to be filled with burlesque dancers.
Yes.
Sounds like a all right time.
I've only ever seen one burlesque show in my lifetime, and it was pretty... it's a lot of fun. It's pretty entertaining, I'd have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll check out the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival this weekend. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I might go a little bit crazy. Anywho, we should also mention we're going to have some tickets to give away, as we usually do. One for the Beacon Fest Battle of the Bands, which is happening this weekend and every weekend for the next month and a half or so at the Bridge Between pub in North Vancouver. And I will get to the bands that are going to be playing this coming tomorrow.
It's coming tomorrow, yes.
A little bit later. And yeah, I don't know. I was digging through the ticket giveaway book and checking out. I'm going to go check out some of the... See what these bands sound like that we have in the ticket giveaway book, and maybe we'll
play a little bit of those later.
Yeah,
give some tickets away, play some music from those guys, and keep the people stay tuned. All right, well, let's get to some more music. Gonna play a little bit of Headwater and some Fuzzcat and some Joey Only and the Outlaw Band off the new album Transgression Trail. So, yeah. Get your day started, Vancouver. It's beautiful out there. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR.
From town to town. carve it up. White knuckles on the wheel, blasting beats to relax. Sunrise on my mind, coming with it fresh tracks. A coffee to wake me up, cold beer to chill me out. Climbing higher in the mountain, massive peak sticking out. Dawn's gray starts to break in the light and suit up. Stretch out, lock down, marching for the white stuff. Hey, almost at the top, gondola doors popping open, smoky clouds drifting out. Weekday will risk it, but when the snow glazed sun. Deep breath trapping, we're out on the first one. Picking lines on the side, so we dip into the trees. Scan the gaps, hits and drops, lots of banks to ride free. Your heart just pounding, it's beating like a drum. Angels screaming, the wind is your song. Raging down the face, feeling loose, feeling kind. Water, breath and bone, water calms and mind. The mountain shows you where to go, you choose your own way. Hit the lip and sail away. Three, two, down. And the sun's about to set. Hard lines, life's fine. Life, live with no regret. Release your soul, you're lifted to the sky. Let it all out, yeah, the deepest of sighs. There's an avalanche of worries just waiting to cascade. Rising up all around you, trapped within the icy crates. I come to the top, see them stretch all around. Deep breaths trapped in, ride them all down. Hey, oh, hey.
Through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool!
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable! Big business does it again!
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy. If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark?
And
Jason?
The Bear? All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca. Or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Driving in the northern night, my eyes were closed and it was dark outside, for I was never seen other light. Traveling all around on a passenger bus is the story of my sorry life. Turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, I never knew the hour, the time. It was 3 in the morning when we crossed the line up over top the Great Divide. So it was fun on the April night and it was freaking cold outside. I was returning to Alberta because at the time it had been spring, back up there for a month. I left the West Coast because I hate the rain when the records and blizzard come up. There's a storm in my soul and an empty hole. The winds are blowing and the weather's cold. And I got no home through the north I roam, singing folk songs and terrible poems. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship, I never knew the hour, the time. When I got home to Netton in the afternoon, that blizzard, it was piling high. So Lance 3, he went off to Mexico, and Timmy Austin's playing all night. The winds are blowing and the bar was empty when everybody stayed home inside. T'was a big bad blizzard 2008, but the prairie farmers call it alright. Then hear the moisture, you see. Oh, there's a birthday gap. Traveling on a bus in the northern night. And why is there a blizzard on April 8th? I guess Alberta kinda works that way. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a Greyhound ship, I never knew the hour, the time. What time is it, Jeff? Raining and the east coast is hot, and Alberta's what the coast they are not. I turned 29 on a Greyhound bus, my life it was always in flux. and I got no hometown anymore. There's a thousand I can call my own. When the earth is traveling beneath my feet, the only peace that I'll ever know. I turned 29 on a greyhound night. The blizzard, it was in me as I sat outside, and I was all alone where I had no friends. I wonder when my life's journey's might end. I turned 29 on a greyhound bus, driving in the northern night. Turned 29 on a greyhound ship, I never knew the hour or the time. I turned 29 on a greyhound ship, I never knew the hour or the time. I never knew the hour or the time. I never knew the hour or the time.
Let's go! trying as hard as I can. Finally get there, but dust will follow. And more sickness from the field she swallowed. A tiny egg and broke inside her. And you don't even know no matter how they can possibly cover you on this cold hospital floor. And that just doesn't seem quite right. You went for a fortune, playing this part of the part. I'm coming out with sugar and water. You're still falling apart. Oh, I'm thinking it's clutching both and both. Now I'm failing you.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And yeah, we just heard a nice set of mostly Canadian content. Only one track in that set wasn't Canadian or independent. So yeah, what did we listen to? We listened to some Headwater with the song Drifter off the Lay You Down album, the song Doobs by Fuzzcat, and Joey Only and the Outlaw Band, their new album Transgression Trail. We heard Greyhound Guitar Man. He actually wrote that song on a Greyhound bus on his birthday.
Just over a year ago?
Yeah, a year. Yeah, it was 2008, actually, I believe. 2 years before the official release party for this album, Transgression Trail. And we heard Bottle Up and Go by These Bones, a song called All My Trials. And that last... Did I mess that one up again? It's the dyslexia.
The album is called These Bones. The band is called Bottle Up and Go.
Vice versa.
From Connecticut.
They are our non-Canadian content. That's why it messed me up so much. I'm used to seeing all the Canadian content. And I'm squirrely. And that last track we heard was, of course, TV Heart Attack, a song called Lost in the Sway. Off the album Lost in This Way. The song was called The Ghost Inside. So yeah, nice set of Canadian tracks. We're going to play a little bit of ska for you right now, and then a whole variety of shenanigans, I suppose.
Yes.
All right. This is going to be, let's see, we're going to listen to Whitey Music with a little ska for you. Here you go, Vancouver. Enjoy another beautiful Friday sunrise.
Thank you. can have stress, hearing whispers of sickness in your head. I don't think that you are the only one hearing angels in your bed. Just don't be scared, I may not have the answers. And you're my son, or the child in my choice. There's just not enough, please just don't be scared, I may not have the answers. And you're my son, or the child in my choice. When you oh.
rising, the heat's rising. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, the heat's rising under pressure. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, the heat's rising. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, the heat's rising. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, the heat's rising. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, the heat's rising. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, the heat's rising, rising, rising. It's gonna blow, the heat's rising, it's gonna blow.
Stanley, I call him Julio. Stanley, I call him Julio. He cried bingo. He didn't have no bingo. He cried bingo,
bingo.
But he didn't have no bingo.
Speak the truth in all that you do. In your good work, they will look after you. Earth to Captain Tom, are we getting through? Communication is the key between me and you. Hey, hey, hey. Get on that bike today. That ain't no time to play. If you don't leave, you'll be late. Hey, yeah.
Thank you.
I might need a little more volume on the microphone.
Which one?
Number one. Just a little bit. Just a little bit more. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Bus Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Well, we're back right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. That's on your FM dial. So, what did we just hear there? Wow.
Well, we heard a bunch of tracks. Some ska, some Los Furious in there.
That's right.
And some Whitey music.
We heard Heat's Rising from Los Furious' latest album, Run Devil Run. As well as one of my new favorite CDs, which I found right here at CITR on the playlist. Yes, that was Fatty Fatty and the Roaches off of their latest album, Stanley. And that was the title track, Stanley. It's a pretty darn good one, I tell you, Bob.
I gotta say, I was dancing.
So was I here. Right here, sitting right here in my chair, I was dancing away. Anyways, I should mention... Fatty Fatty and the Roaches, the reason I found this...
That's a great name.
It's a pretty good name.
That's great.
They're a local band, and the reason I came across this band was because I was reading the press release for Ten Sons' EP release party, which they had last Friday at the Eagles Hall in North Vancouver. Great show, I was there. And the horns player, or sorry, the trombone player... Andy Cakes was, he plays in this band, Fatty Fatty and the Roaches, as well as Ten Sons.
That's a great name, too.
Andy Cakes.
Andy Cakes.
Andy Cakes from Fatty Fatty and the Roaches. So yeah, anyways, we're gonna get to a little bit of Ten Sons, and I think we're gonna do a little bit of the evolution of Ten Sons. We're gonna show you, how the ten sons became Ten Sons, starting off with Big Tall Garden. I'm gonna take you way back to 1995. If I had their if I had their first release, which was on cassette, I would play it.
Cassette.
Yes, Big Tall Garden's first release was on cassette.
I'm not familiar with that word.
Yes, it's an older technology. Anyways, so Big Tall Garden, original founding members, Dwayne Murin, Hamish Thompson, and John Frederick. I believe they all met at Capilano College when it was still a college, and they all attended the music program there, and that's where they all met, and that's how Big Tall Garden originally formed. Now, Big Tall Garden, I mean, they're all still around, they're all still playing together, not as Big Tall Garden, but every once in a while you might be able to catch a Big Tall Garden show. So anyways, we're going to get into a little bit of Big Tall Garden. This is 10 Feet Tall, one of my favorite tracks off of their 1995 release, Full Fathom 5. So let's have a little listen to that. What do you say there, bub? All right, sounds good.
Won't you look me in the eye and smile at me when you walk by and make me feel like 10 feet tall? Maybe stop and talk to me to cure my curiosity and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Baby, if you got the time, to the mountains. We'll stay up all night long, 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 staring at the stars up in the sky. I'll tell you that I love ya, and all the reasons why you make me feel like, you make me feel like, you make me feel like Ben Faithful.
Won't you come with me tonight to see a show in black and white and make me feel like 10 feet tall?
Hold my hand with all your might and kiss me when you say goodnight and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Remember when your roof fell and I helped to prop it up again? It made you feel like 10 feet tall. Well, now I'm slipping under two and all I really want is you to make me feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to the mountains. We'll stay up all night.
All right, that was Big Tall Garden on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CHR FM in Vancouver. So, that was released in 1995. Big Tall Garden, independently released, of course. And then, as the story goes, I'm not exactly sure how it goes, but to my knowledge...
You're such a fountain of knowledge.
Well, I'm not sure if the members of Big Tall Garden kind of went their own way. I mean, they toured, they played all around town. Hamish Thompson, who is the drummer for Big Tall Garden, decided to do his own little side project.
The Hermit?
The Hermit. Yes. There you go. So he released his first... solo project called The Hermit. Now, this one was called Flying Out of Solitude. This was released in 2000. Now, I'm gonna warm up these turntables here a little bit. So this is, yeah, Flying Out of Solitude from 2000. Now, this is Hamish Thompson, drummer from Big Tall Garden. This is pretty well just himself in his garage. This is, a little vinyl here for you. It's called Gray Matter.
Thank you.
My apologies. That was not the track, Gray Matter. That was Second Wave off of the A-side of the Hermits' first release, Flying Out of Solitude. Now, the vinyl, which I just played there, only has about 6 tracks on it, which I do have the CD version of that album, and there's a lot more tracks on it. That whole album, Flying Out of Solitude, is more or less a instrumental. There's only a few tracks that have vocals on it. So anyways, moving on to the next Hermit release. This is Wonderment. Now, Wonderment,
this is like the third monkey in the chart of evolution.
Yes.
As far as music goes, so this is like Cro-Magnon. We're almost at the peak where it's come to the final perfect being of music.
The robot?
The robot.
We're not quite there yet. But we're on our way.
Another generation.
So anyways, we're now at Wonderment, which was released in 2005. There was a few tracks recorded in 2003, 2004. Now, the Hermit, originally just Hamish Thompson, brought in some other folks. He got a female vocalist. He brought in Dwayne from Big Tall Garden to play guitar, and John Fredrickson to play on the bass. Now, the next track I'm going to play is called Won't Fall Apart, and it also features the vocals of C.R. Avery, a local East Vancouver poet and musician, and Frazee Ford. So, let's get to that track right there. Here we go. This is called Won't Fall Apart from The Hermit's 2005 release, Wonderment.
Bye. I got a new transmission.
So, that was Fall Apart, or Won't Fall Apart, sorry, off of Wonderment of the Hermits 2005 release.
Yes, with C.R. Avery. If you haven't seen C.R. Avery, man, go check him out anytime you can. You see his name on a poster, go to that show. The man is such an entertainer. He's great to watch.
Yes, very entertaining. So, that was Wonderment. Now, Wonderment, released in 2005, was more or less Hamish Thompson featuring, with the help of a lot of friends, the main female vocalist on that album was Alison Chevrona. Sorry, some names I have a trouble pronouncing. Yes. Then the following album, the follow-up album to Wonderment, released. I believe it was. See, there was two releases of this one. It was called "Turn Up the Stereo." It was the current copy, or the copy that I have in my hand right now, was released March 17th, 2009. But it was recorded originally with the vocals of Alison Chevrona.
Nice.
Whom later on decided to head back to her hometown of Winnipeg and not continue on making music with the Hermit. And the backup singer, Red, ended up taking over. So they recorded, re-recorded some of the tracks with Red and re-released Turn Up the Stereo. I guess March 17th, 2009. So we're going to hear a little track off of this one. This is called "Si vous me quittez." That's French for "if you leave me." It's French. I'm fluent.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm already brokenhearted by just by the title.
Well, here it is for you.
Watching you sleeping for an hour, maybe two. I'm sad watching you leave me. Do what you have to do. Yeah.
Yes, that was Si Vous Me Quittez from The Hermit off of their 2009 release, Turn Up the Stereo. By the way, you are listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9. See, I dear. Are we on the FM, AM dial now?
FM dial. The coolest music is on FM.
Cool. So, yeah, if you haven't been paying attention, we are doing the evolution of Big Doll Garden into The Hermit into Ten Sons. It's the same band, but, yeah.
Just a variety of changes.
Yes, exactly. So, we're up to The Hermit now. Just about to get into Ten Sons, who just released their first EP, Just Sing On, this past Friday at the Eagles Hall in North Vancouver. Now, Ten Sons is The Hermit, and The Hermit is Big Tall Garden. Now, the Big Tall Garden started with three members, Dwayne Murin, John Fredrickson, and Hamish Thompson, which eventually evolved into The Hermit, adding two more members, one being Robert Mitchell, who is the keyboardist in The Hermit, as well as, well, Red, who is the vocalist for The Hermit. And now, they are Ten Sons, which is that band. It is The Hermit, in addition to the Soft Orchestra, which is Andy Cakes, whom we played Fatty Fatty and the Roaches earlier, who is the trombone player, along with Emily Buck, Byron Scott Hansen, Laura Smith, and Melissa Hammer. So, if you want to check out the Ten Sons, we're going to play a track off of their latest EPs, Just Sing On. This is called The Garden. If you want to see Ten Sons, they are going to be playing for the Get Downs Cedar Release Party at the Railway Club, May 23rd.
At the Railway Club?
At the Railway Club. So we're going to get into that show next, yes. If we have time. So this is Ten Sons, Just Sing On. This is The Garden off of their latest release.
You do, no one can take from you. it go.
Don't let it go.
Don't let it go.
Don't let it go.
Don't let it go.
Cypress Hill is back with their new album, Rise Up, and smash singles, Rise Up, featuring Tom Morello, and Armada Latina, featuring Mark Anthony and Pitbull. Also lending their talents to the album, Everlast, Evidence, and Mike Shinoda. Cypress Hill, Rise Up, available anywhere music is sold.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And there is about 10 minutes left in this episode before Synchronicity Spiritual Talk Radio comes at you. A spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. It's going to be a pre-recorded episode from Marie Bernard from last week, sponsored by Deepak Chopra. So that should be interesting. Stick around for that after this edition of Friday Sunrise.
Very cool. So we just heard Ten Suns. Yes, we've been talking about this for the past little while. And we're going to move on to the next band that's going to be playing May 23rd at the Railway Club for the Get Down's CD release party, Are You Down?, their latest album.
An album that I love personally.
That's very good. I like it myself as well. So yeah, we're going to move on to a little bit of Giraffe Aftermath. This is a Peace of Mind off of their 2009 EP, Giraffe Aftermath, also going to be playing. And, well, let's name all the bands that are going to be playing May 23rd at the Railway Club for the Get Down CD release party. We got Ten Suns, we've got Giraffe Aftermath, and we also have a band coming in from Hamilton, Ontario, City Sirens. So maybe we'll play a track from them, too. What do you say?
Let's do what we can.
Okay.
Also, if you want to hear Giraffe Aftermath, you can check out the podcast from about 2 weeks ago from Friday Sunrise when we had an acoustic set. 3 weeks ago?
Three, maybe even four.
Giraffe Aftermath. Yeah, it was a great show. You can check them out doing their acoustic thing.
Yes, we had them right here.
Right here.
In studio.
I believe they're sitting in this very chair.
Cool. All right. Well, here you go. Here's a little Giraffe Aftermath.
Stuck around to shake his hand, so I roll up my peace of mind.
shouldn't be telling you this, sister. I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't tight, and that I could never give no more. And now I'm awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them. This ain't a way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Drunk enough.
Alright, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And that is about it for us.
That's all.
Before we head out, though, I do want to mention that vanmusic.ca is putting on a metal show at Pat's Pub on the 15th. Next weekend, you can check out Magnus Rising, Sinister Black, and Fuse Breaker. And yeah, also, if you listen to the morning after show next Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., it is going to be a metal show.
Oh.
And Fuse Breaker is going to be in the studio. I believe Chris Thomas is quite possibly going to bring his acoustic in, and he's going to show us how the metalers go acoustic. It's going to be a little crazy. He's a fantastic guitar player, so make sure you tune in for that. Nice. And, yeah, as always, check out vanmusic.ca for the latest music in Vancouver.
Yeah, speaking of vanmusic.ca, the show, the Get Down's CD release party at the Railway Club on May 23rd, is also sponsored in part by vanmusic.ca.
These guys are all over town.
I know, as well as, of course, 101.9 CITR FM. Not the AM. And Granville Island Brewing. So I think it's going to be a good show May 23rd at the Railway Club. If you like the past few tracks that we've been playing, the last one was The Get Down. That was Time Passes Slow off of their newest album, Are You Down? Which is going to be released May 23rd at the Railway Club. And so I think we're going to finish the show off with the last band that's going to be playing that evening, called City Sirens out of Hamilton, Ontario. This is called In a Trance off of their latest album, In a Trance.
All right, this has been Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR. Thanks for listening, Vancouver. Coming up next is Synchronicity, Spiritual Talk Radio, and after that, Scotty's Scenic Drive. On 101.9 FM.
Alright. Here's City Sirens.
my music, that's all that's true in the end. Step out of my door, man, I'm